Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Nobles Networking. Thank you, Mr. Chris. Williams Tire over in Danville. Thank you, big fella. Red Circle, putting a little change in my pocket and all that y'all do. Also, the corporate sponsors for the show. A couple months ago, we did the dating game with me, and it was funny. We had a very good time with it. But there has been one constant person on my show that people love. Probably more than me. I don't know why this bitch hadn't got a podcast himself yet. He needs his own talk show. But Mr. Lee Tucker, we're doing the dating game with him tonight, and I'm going to do my best the entire show to talk like a 70s talk show host and just have a good fucking time with this. We got some beautiful ladies that are going to be here talking with us, and also in Nashville as well, one of Lee's other best friends, a guy who I've probably had the most expensive bar tab I've ever had with. Mr. Jeff, go ahead and say hey before we get started. They haven't heard you on the show yet.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Glad to be here, man. I'm hoping that I think it's gonna be hilarious. Hopefully I can either build Lee up or tear him down. I haven't decided which yet, but I guess we'll see.
I hope we do both at the same time.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
And then the day's star of the show, Mr. Lee Tucker, my brother, the one, if y'all think I've got a fucking mouth on me, this guy is the king of shit talking. Tucker, I hope you're ready for this. You got four good-looking women throwing themselves at you right now. And, man, I hope you enjoy it. Last time you got this kind of attention, it was probably at a strip club.
I'm ready, man.
I have no idea what you said because it figures yours would cut out right then.
Yeah, I just said, you know, I'm not a fan of strippers.
No, we don't do strippers around here. Well, ladies, we're going to start on this, Casey. Casey, introduce yourself first. Tell folks about you real fast, and we're going to go on down the line.
I'm Casey Joe. I'm from East Texas, and I'm 30.
I love fucking Texas women. Miss Amanda, you're up next, darling.
I am Amanda. I'm 35, and I am from Central Texas.
Nice. This next girl, it seems like they didn't start or finish her name. Miss, is it Shaylin? Is that what I have to call you, or Shaylin?
Shaylin. But I go by my pronouns. You can call me she. Just kidding.
See, that's funny. That's funny. We have to watch the gay jokes. Not really. I literally just called somebody a twink on my show the other day that was clearly not gay. And he was in the studio, so it was funny. And last but not least, Miss Cassie, introduce yourself, darling.
Sorry, I've probably had too much crown, but I'm Cassie, and I'm from North Carolina, and I'm 36.
And you're the one that probably gets took home at the end of the night because you've already stated you've had too much crown.
I just did a shot. I'm almost out.
This
I have
okay.
to go get the other bottle.
It's okay. Lee Tucker said he'll fill you up.
Crown peach, so it's fine.
I know. He loves crown peach.
Sweet tea,
because
I'm from the South.
I bought a case of Peach Crown when it came out, so you got to do it.
That's all. That's all he made me drink for a little while. It was horrible. So this is how the show. So this is how the show is going to go today. We have picked some questions, and each one of y'all get to answer a question at a time, and then we're going to talk about the question. Me and Lee came up with these. Jeff had some input on it too, and.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. It looks like a man child came up with these.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have
this is fully Lee. This is the essence of a man, you know?
No, the essence of a man child. Okay, so here we go. Casey, we're going to start with you, darling. Hey, and I don't. And just by the way, I don't know the answer to some of these.
Oh, Lord.
Name, by the way, this is what Lee Tucker wants in a woman. All these questions that we're fixing to do.
He's going to get what he gets and not throw a fit. How about that?
I mean, that's usually what he tells women.
Yeah.
But he's usually fine with what he gets. Oh, I could make some jokes like he ain't had pussy since pussy had him, but I feel like he might get mad.
It's too much truth to that, maybe.
Well, there's a difference in the girl you fuck, the girl that you take to dinner, and the one that you take home to introduce to your family. So that's what these
But it's even more fun if it's all the same woman.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but if you don't answer these fucking questions right, then you can't be that bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Touche.
Pressure's on, y'all.
Pressure's on. Who's going to get that ginger dick? Yeah. Question number one. Who wins the ginger cock at the end of the night? All right. Name a synonym for the adverb T-O-O. Would you like for me to read the question again for you?
Does anybody know what a synonym is?
Fuck off. Yeah, no. I teach reading and writing. Hey, this isn't fair. Oh, she's a teacher.
Remember, we got to ask
you. And I'm on my third white claw, damn it.
She goes, synonym, you're a jerk, asshole, douchebag.
All right. Casey. Okay, that is a strike. Cassie.
You know what?
Cassie, name a synonym for the adverb T-O-O.
I don't know. I'm fucking drunk. But I know how to use the letter tube. That's like for also, okay?
That's all I was
there
asking.
You go.
That's the fucking synonym. Look at you.
Whatever. I mean, I'm a grammar, but I don't know what it's called. Shit. I grew up in the sticks.
There you go.
I can shotgun beer better than a man, so it's okay.
All right, Shaylin. Besides for also being a synonym for the adverb T-O-O, what is another word?
Hello? Over?
Do what?
I don't know. Over?
Over? Did you say over?
No. Basically, it's like, what does the word T-O-O mean? That's all it is, a synonym, another word for the word to.
Yeah, you failed. Amanda, you're the teacher of the group. That's why I saved you for last. Explain to the class what a synonym is and what some for T-O-O would be.
Let me get my teacher voice on. So a synonym is a word that is similar or the same to another word. Okay. The word T-O-O means also. It can also mean furthermore.
Exactly.
This is why you go to college, ladies.
I mean, that's kind of unfair playing, though, considering that this is literally what I do for a living. Listen, Linda. They don't teach that in nursing school. Just saying.
Hey, oh, you
third grade. Nursing, teaching.
I'm pretty sure they teach that in elementary school. Maybe not nursing school because they expect you to already fucking know it.
Yeah.
But so none of you ladies feel bad. I put the wrong one all the time, but that's also because I just can't spell. I know what it means, but I just can't spell.
Joss is dyslexic, so.
I am. My dick's on backwards. Okay. So nobody answer the questions. Here's the next one. We're going to start with Casey again. And remember, these are the questions that Lee Tucker defines his fucking relationship by.
This is terrifying.
I know. I like nerdy bitches that are country and like scary movies. That's
I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm already out.
Yeah, she's got it. I'm your Huckleberry. Although,
one of your songs says I can cover my eyes and I'll watch it. So I'm just saying.
It's all right.
Watch that shit.
He'll put your face somewhere else so you don't have to cover your eyes.
We're good.
Bury my face somewhere else.
See, there you go. Already on our first dick soaking joke, and we've been 10 minutes in.
Right. It's the Christian thing to do.
A little late, actually.
Yeah. All right. So, Casey, who wrote Pet Sematary?
Fuck my life. I don't know.
Casey, who wrote Pet Sematary?
I know who he did. He did that thing about the fog or whatever, too. I can't think of his name, though, but I know it starts with the S, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Spielberg.
But see, I know Steven Spielberg. I don't fucking know. I know
no,
about
that. No, 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 okay, don't. Yet. No, that's fine. She Lynn.
I know some stuff.
Stephen King.
That's it.
What'd you say, She Lynn?
Stephen King.
Okay. Amanda, did you already know that one?
Yeah, it was Stephen King. Okay, directed by Kevin Koo, whatever, something or another. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, so which one's better to you guys, the original or the remake?
The original. Original.
There you go. See?
I have Very no easy. Opinion on this one. Remake set.
All right, so Casey, have you ever seen the movie Friday the 13th?
Who hasn't?
Okay, in the original Friday the 13th, who was the killer? The original.
The boyfriend.
Okay, you can just drown yourself now. Cassie, who was the original killer in Friday the 13th?
Look, I watch scary movies like this, but what's his name? Jason, because it starts with a J?
No, you can also Jason drown Foxy yourself in Crown Peach. She Lynn.
Is his name like Ari or Ari or I don't know.
Have you ever watched a movie or read a book in your life?
Oh my God. Can you read between the lines, my friend?
It depends on where you put that line at, darling. Miss Amanda.
That's his name.
There you go. All right, Amanda. Who was the original killer in the original Friday the 13th?
I was also going to say Jason Voorhees, that the camp kid or whatever. But I'm wanting to say that it was not. It was like a counselor, wasn't it?
Okay.
Wasn't it one of the camp counselors?
I'm going to help all you ladies out. I did not know this one. I had to call Lee earlier because I didn't know this one. Lee Tucker, tell them who the original killer in Friday the 13th was.
It's actually Jason's mother, and she's getting revenge on the counselors for letting her son drown. So Jason didn't show up till the sequels.
Oh, that's right. She was the cook or something.
Did it? I'm telling you what, I killed somebody for my kid, too.
Yep.
Okay. Amen to that.
Okay. This one should be, I feel like this one's a whole lot simpler for some of you bitches. So, Casey, you're up first still. All right. What? you have the worst best responses so far.
I mean, at least I'm top of the chart somewhere.
There you go. What's the dog's name in Family Guy?
Brian.
Okay. Cassie, what's the dog's name in Family Guy?
His name's Brian, and he's a sarcastic fuck like me.
You just keep drinking that crayon. You're going to show your titties by this all time.
No, not today.
All right, Miss Sheelan, Family Guy dogs. Okay, you seem like the type that would know that.
Thank you.
Amanda, what's the dog's name in Family Guy?
Specifically, Brian Griffin.
He's going to end up giving you ginger dick. Alrighty, I see how this is going already. All right.
Sadly, I used to let my boys watch that when they were younger because it captured them. So you know what?
That's not sad.
Parenting win.
People that think the Family Guy are stupid or people that aren't smart enough to get the references.
Hey, they were toddlers at the time, so they didn't get any of it. No, I mean, mine watched Criminal Minds, so I can't really judge anybody on their parenting abilities at all.
Got in trouble in kindergarten for telling them Joe Biden sniffs kids.
You just came out of you just came out of nowhere with a bonus point.
I know. I can talk conspiracy theory with you all day long at 5. He's 6 now, so whatever.
Cassie, how many one night stands have you had?
Zero.
I don't believe that.
Zero.
You mean right. I don't
morals? I like to be drunk, but I have morals. I made friends with I have guy friends or brothers that won't let me go home with anybody.
Oh, just a Lee Tucker question.
That's all about protecting yourself. I don't want to be I don't want a body count higher than a sniper. Damn.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Bad, honey. Okay. I got to beat the shit out of me. I ain't trying to die.
I hear you.
She said she wasn't trying to get deaf.
She Lynn was about to say something. I couldn't hear her.
Oh, I said I sent my kid to school with a shirt that said hiding from Biden. So
hiding from Biden.
She also has a Run Forest Run shirt on. So she's doing, you're doing all right. You haven't got an answer right yet besides for Family Guy, but yeah.
Well, here we are. I don't have a bra on either. So
we haven't got to that question yet.
Sheelan got the Pet Sematary question right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so stick that in your juice box and suck it.
I'm keeping score.
We also haven't got to what we suck and what we don't yet. That is later on in the round. That is the bonus round.
Oh, okay.
So the next question, before Trey Lewis's ex, who originally got dicked down in Dallas? Who originally got dicked down in Dallas? If the two from Texas don't know this one, I'm going to be upset. Casey, you go first. Who originally got dicked down in Dallas?
I wish it was me, but hell.
There's flights out of Nashville. You're going the right way for a ginger bang.
I'll actually be playing in Dallas the first week of August, so I'll be there.
There you go. I think I'm gonna go with you.
I'm gonna be there as well.
See, there you go. All right. So Amanda, who originally got dicked down in Dallas?
Hello. Oh, can y'all hear me? Sorry. I was trying to
unmute. No, it's fine.
Myself.
We're just trying to do a show. It's totally fine. Just you come on whenever you want to.
It wasn't Trey Lewis.
No. Who originally got dicked down in Dallas? And here's a hint.
Me? Do I say me? I mean,
have you?
Because I feel like I did before him. So
you almost did. You probably have. Cassie, do either one of y'all know who originally got dicked down in Dallas before I give the hint?
She makes a lot of money on OnlyFans because she posts on her TikTok all the time, right? She's sweet as can be, though.
No, we don't mention those names.
Why you gotta talk about me like that?
But I don't know who it is.
It's got to be the two Texas stars.
It is a movie from the 70s. Do what?
Isn't that a name?
No. Here's a hint. Here's the hint. Blank does Dallas. Blank does Dallas.
Debbie does Dallas.
Oh, Debbie does Dallas.
How isn't that like fucking sacred to y'all over in Texas? Y'all got like one of the most famous pornos ever.
Okay, but there's a difference in getting dick down in Dallas and Debbie does Dallas.
Yeah. That's
the same thing.
This is like
no.
A little bit.
Mm-mm. Debbie had like a statue.
No,
but
they might not dig me down. No,
that question is not valid.
Have y'all ever seen Debbie Does Dallas?
I have.
That poor girl got digged down all over Texas.
Okay, but that had nothing to do with that song.
They said no. It wasn't. Whatever.
That's what I said before. Trey Lewis.
Invalid question. Try again.
It doesn't make sense. It's a bad question. Third out.
Try again.
Maybe all you bitches should have known what he's talking about.
I mean, I would have known. I critiqued it. It was funny.
Maybe you're going to end up sucking Lee's dick at the end of the night, Josh.
It won't be the first time or the last.
Yep.
It's a very cute penis.
Take the wheel.
Sometimes I slip and fall and land on some ginger dick. Sometimes it's mine. Sometimes it's not. Okay. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and give this one. Let me pick. Let's see, which one do I think is going to fuck this question up the worst? Sheelan.
Thank you.
Can you name the 9 original planets before the last one was considered a dwarf planet?
No, I can't. But I like space.
It sounds like there's a lot between your ears.
A lot of space between them legs.
Mars, Jupiter. I don't know the rest.
It's well, okay. The Pluto only one you're probably
dwarf planet.
The what?
Isn't Pluto the dwarf planet?
That was part of the question there, Crown Peach.
I do know some things.
I take this one since I'm the teacher?
Yeah, you can.
Well, bitch, we know it.
We're just playing the game so you win.
Yeah, we're just here to hang out.
The queen.
Go
can
ahead,
I go
Amanda.
Ask a kid?
No.
Can I phone a fifth grader?
This is not, are you smarter than a third grader? You are not allowed to phone a single goddamn
They're
kid.
They're sixth and fifth grade, damn it. They'll know the answer, and I don't. Yeah, okay. they probably will.
Amanda, name the nine original planets before Pluto was a dwarf planet.
Okay, so there's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. We're not doing them in order, right?
You don't have to do them in order.
Okay, Uranus, Saturn, and Neptune, and then Pluto, dwarf planet, but they keep taking that one back and forth That's between it. Planet and dwarf planet.
Good job. You named all nine of them.
There you go. See? On the leaderboard. All right. All right. Let's give this easy one to the person who probably needs it right now. Casey. How many continents are there? I know you didn't just look in the background of your pool and be like, how many continents do you think there are?
Nine.
Oh, you better be glad you're pretty. Cassie, how many continents do you think there are?
Seven, eight, something like that. Only thing that matters is America, okay?
Bonus point.
That's a country, man.
That is. Is
you I don't know. Care.
Well, it's kind of two continents, really.
Yeah. Sheila, how many continents are there?
Seven.
Okay. And Amanda, what are those seven continents?
Okay.
You have to get harder questions. Seven. You're a fucking teacher.
Yeah. There is, okay, so there's Australia. There's South America. There's North America. There's Europe. There's Asia. There's Africa. Did I say more yet?
No, you said six.
Did I say more yet? What did I say yet? Fuck my
you
brain.
Said all of them, but the last one.
Asia.
That's really
Asia,
good.
Australia, South America, North America. Oh, Europe. Hello. There we go.
You said I Europe. I didn't say dumbass. That one yet. You're missing one.
Europe, Asia, Africa.
Just keep saying Europe. We'll just count it five times for you.
Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, North America, Australia, and what am I missing? Antarctica. That's the one I'm missing.
The widest of all the continents. You missed the honkiest of all the continents. This next question is a very important one. Okay. Amanda, you get to answer this one to start off with. Each one of y'all's only got 10 seconds. Okay. I'm going to count to 10 on each person. Amanda, name three George Strait songs.
Oh, Better Baby, Your Baby, Amarillo by Morning, and fuck, I hate this 10 second thing. Cheyenne.
Okay. We'll give you half credit. All right, Sheilyn. 10 seconds, name three George Strait songs.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus,
take all right, down. Cassie, since it looks like you're dying to answer this one. You, calm down.
Okay.
10 seconds, three George Strait songs.
Amarillo by Morning, Leave with a Smile, and Carrying Your Love with Me.
Okay. Cassie, quit looking it up on your phone. Oh, never mind. She's on her phone. I didn't know what she's looking at. All right, name three George Strait songs. You got 10 seconds. If you would unmute it, it'd be real good.
Troubadour, Lonesome Dove, check yes or no.
He's got one called Lonesome Dove?
Yes, sir.
Ah, see, figured you Texas bitches would know that one the best. This next question, once again, all these questions we're asking are how Lee decides if he's going to date you or not. All right.
I feel like they're important things to know.
All
of them. I just like to know that we have some shit in common that, you know, kind of some of the stuff.
Your penis goes in a vagina. That's all that matters, right?
That's called fucking. That's not called dating.
Now you know nothing about us.
No, we're going to give y'all, we're going to give you a chance to ask Mr. Tucker some questions. All right, so since you're on my screen, Sheilyn, all right, what three ingredients make up a traditional old-fashioned?
Oh my gosh, those are good. But I don't know what's in it. I'm not a bartender. I just drink it.
That's fine. I'm not a bartender.
I also have no fucking idea.
Casey, those are delicious, though.
Y'all don't know this.
Casey, what is three ingredients that make a traditional old fashioned? I like how you're in a pool and you keep forgetting to unmute it.
Pit me. Listen, Heifer, if you didn't need me to mute it every damn time.
Well, you're the one's got goddamn birds echoing in the background. I don't need to hear Tweety Dove answering goddamn questions.
You don't want to hear the cicadas?
Whatever the fuck them things are. What's three ingredients to go into traditional old fashioned?
Simple syrup. Or sweetened sour. Bitters and Jameson.
Lee, wait till the end because I don't know. Cassie, what are three traditional?
Not fair because I am the bartender. It's the first drink you learn how to make. You got to muddle those sugar cubes. You got to use that. You can use bourbon or you can use whiskey, whichever you want. You're going to, I just lost my whole train of thought.
Muddle sugar cubes, whiskey, and what's the last one?
I'm just threw a whole blank. I'm fucking drunk. But that's, I can make you one.
Important thing is, out of all that, she is can it? Make you one, Tucker. And then Amanda.
I have a whole pool where we can carry it in.
It's sugar cubes, bitters, and bourbon.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Bitters. Right. I don't like bitter bitches.
I want to tell y'all, when Lee sent me over these questions earlier today, when I got to this question, I started laughing my fucking ass off because it's so important for each one of y'all to know. Who are, starting with you, Amanda, because if you, I just feel like you're not going to know this one. Who are Harry and Lloyd, and why are they traveling to Aspen?
Oh, that in the fuck, the guy from Chevy Chase, Chevy Chase. It's him and that big looking guy, right?
No, you finally got one wrong.
No,
fuck me. I thought it was that movie.
No, just sit there and look pretty, Casey.
Okay,
who are Harry and Lloyd, and why are they traveling to Aspen?
Dumb and Dumber, and they're traveling to give her back her money that she left. For the
of all the
or
goddamn
whatever,
questions, you knew.
She knew.
Oh, that's
you knew
why.
Dumb
I
and
don't
Dumber.
Do Jim Carrey. See, I know the important shit. I don't do Jim Carrey.
Cassie, did you know that one?
I did. I love funny movies.
Okay. What is the animal that they kill in Dumb and Dumber then, if you've seen the movie? What do they kill at the charity event?
Our pets. Heads are falling off.
Do you remember? You do not. Sheelynn, do you remember what animal they killed at the charity event in Dumb and Dumber?
A bird. I don't like birds.
You are correct. It was an owl. I think it was a, like, what was it, like a speckled?
It was like a white speckled owl or some shit. Yeah.
Snow. Okay. What? I thought it was a parakeet.
That was at the beginning.
That was their pet. That was their pet.
Oh, okay.
See, all you bitches knew that it was a bird that they killed. That's not bad. Okay, I like this next one. Who plays cards? If one of y'all get this right, I promise you, we'll run a train on you. Yes. You'll be disappointed still, but we will give you two ginger dicks at once. All right. Who plays cards with J.D. Shelnut? And here is the hint. He is the chief of police. Cassie, do
with
you...
who?
Cassie, you go first. Who plays cards with J.D. Shelnut, the chief of police?
I mean, you want a shot, Crown?
That would see. Okay. Casey, who plays cards with J.D. Shelnut, the chief of police? You don't know, or you still muted? Them goddamn cicadas. No, it's fine. Just try to produce the show.
I don't fucking know.
There you go. Sheelynn.
Click.
Who plays cards with J.D. Shelnut, Chief Police?
I don't know.
No goddamn clue.
No.
Amanda, quit looking up the fucking answers and pausing the screen.
I'm not. I had to send a message to my kid.
Oh, okay. Who plays cards with J.D. Shelnut, Chief Police?
I have no idea. I know that's a song, ain't it?
They are musicians, well, but they don't have a band.
We ain't got no goddamn band, Randy.
Lee Tucker, tell them who that is and why that is important.
That would be Mr. Doyle Hargrave from the movie Sling Blade.
Have y'all ever seen the movie Sling Blade?
Yeah, because
I like French fried taters.
Doyle Hargrave is the abusive boyfriend in that me and Lee Tucker like to mimic when we're drunk at concerts. Okay.
Good to know. I thought Dwight Yoakam played him.
That is correct. Yeah. There you go.
Like,
you get an
S. Oh, you're talking about the kid. Okay.
Yeah.
I very much like Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam plays him.
Okay. This one should be easy, but I'm going to ask the person I think that's going to get it wrong. Nobody answer these questions.
I already unmuted myself for this shit.
Until it is your turn. Casey, who was the first U.S. president? U.S. What did you say?
Jesus, take the wheel.
What did she say?
Washington.
She said Lincoln.
Yeah.
You started off with Lincoln.
16, baby.
Jesus, take the wheel.
It's okay.
Hello, baby.
It's okay.
Oh, Lord.
This is
why I'm in education. This is why I disappoint Texas, apparently. Jesus.
I'm surprised you didn't fucking say, like, Samuel Adams or some shit being from Texas.
White Claw, damn it.
Sam Houston, my bad. That was my bad. Houston. See, I fuck up sometimes.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Damn good beer.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's good because I asked my baby mama this earlier, and Brooke completely fucked this up.
She don't know much. Leave her alone.
I know. She's special, though. We love her. All right, so let's see. Who am I going to pick on? Sheelynn. What year was our country founded?
Isn't that like coming up like 1977?
Did she just say 1976?
Shut up, teacher. You got to go in a row. Yeah, she said 1976.
Nice.
Isn't that like the 4th of July? I don't fucking know.
No. Say what you just said.
1977.
Yeah, it's definitely 1977. All right, Casey, what year was our country founded?
God, I'm stupid.
1776. I don't fucking know.
Cassie, what year was our country founded? Y'all keep forgetting to unmute. There you go.
July 4th, 1776.
Miss Teacher, tell them what happened on July 4th, 1776.
That's what I meant.
July 4th, 1776. It's called Independence Day for a reason. We had signed our independence over from England.
We signed the Declaration of Independence.
Britain. I know. We signed our independence from.
Well, you made that sound goddamn complicated.
God, I'm over here sweating now because I feel like a jackass. I can't believe this.
This is why we're doing it.
July 4th is my favorite holiday.
Dumb as shit. You just want to see
I want to say this to all of y'all. You're not dumb as shit. Lee Tucker just has extremely high standards in women, and I understand it. And he just wants to know if he can have a conversation.
My fucking interest. Josh Terry, what you doing tomorrow?
I don't know yet. We'll figure it out because he ain't going to pick you no damn way.
Exactly.
All right. So, Lee, you ask this next question because I don't know how to say but one of the words because I know we're skipping the Star Wars question.
Why?
Y'all got Star Wars. Now, if it's Harry Potter,
said,
I mean,
why?
But Star Wars, no.
Okay.
Who should we ask this to first, Josh? I'll leave
that. No, you can't ask Cassie this one first. You save her for last on this one. Mm-hmm. So do Sheelynn first and then do Casey, Amanda, then Cassie. Yeah.
All right. Reposado and Añejo are examples of what?
Are you even speaking English? I don't know.
Not really.
Spanish, I think, yeah.
It is. It is, actually.
Oh, I got this. Because it...
No, I have no clue.
It's Takeya.
Yes.
See, Casey said she was a bartender. Cassie said she was a bartender. So I figured Casey had drank enough of it before that she knew what it was too.
Yeah, nah, I know what that is.
I'm a Patron guy, but he makes me drink other shit.
I like Patron.
You seem like
drink whatever's available.
Yeah.
There's so much better than Patron, friend.
Honestly, I appreciate really good cocktails, and if I can take a girl somewhere really nice and her actually appreciate the alcohol that I'm paying for, then that's what I like.
What about a New York sour?
I don't know what the
fuck. Miss Ma'am, you talking about drinks when we were like 18.
I mean, that's from the North. We don't drink that down here.
What about a body shot?
Appreciating a good.
What about a bar mat shot?
Really.
Ew, boo, no.
I want to ask Lee, would he ever take a bar mat shot with me, though? That's how I'm going to know.
He'll probably ask you if you suck dick on the first date, then. Because if you're taking a bar mat shot, there's a damn good chance. Shot,
I would suck dick on the first date. That's how fucking drunk I would have to be to take a bar mat shot.
Have any of y'all ever actually took one?
So I was an assistant manager at a bar pre-teaching, and I we'd have our like worst, rudest customers, and I'd tell.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Tell them I'm gonna make them something special, and I'll make them take them bar mat shots and then watch them just turn the fuck green. Hell no, would I ever take one of those?
Casey, it seems like you take them for fun.
Me?
No, Casey, not Casey.
Whatever.
Me?
Close enough.
I don't take shots since I died in a bar and a nurse broke my sternum doing CPR. So,
see, she's my type of woman. The one that
died and came back.
The one that gets resurrected on the barroom floor.
Basically.
She gets resurrected so I can give erections.
The guy I was dating at the time, they took me home, left me in the bathroom floor to puke, and then all the guys went to the strip club without me afterwards. I was more pissed that they went to the strip club without me.
That is not where I thought that story was going, and I'm so glad that it was them going to the strip club. I thought I've never been more happy to hear that guys went to the strip club before. Choo. Oh yeah, I thought you got trained. I thought you woke up the next morning just sick and dick everywhere.
God, I hear 4 out of 5 people enjoy gang rape. I'm just kidding.
Do the math. Do the math on that, guys.
Was that joke a miss or a hit?
I don't know if they got it.
I don't know.
4 out of 5.
I mean. That fifth person is not going to be very happy.
That's because the fifth person got 4 dicks in them.
That's the joke.
Well, no shit.
I just didn't know. We got some kids on here that we might need to explain jokes to. Hey,
yeah, before we ask the other one, let me tell another joke and see if they get it. Why did Hitler kill himself?
You son of a bitch.
Lord.
Just throwing that out. Anyways.
Repeat that question so it comes in clear.
Why did Hitler kill himself? It's because he got the gas bill. Horrible joke. But
do y'all
see if they even
got the gas chambers.
Yeah. Do y'all know how you fit 100 Jews in a Volkswagen?
No, this is bad.
In the ashtray. By the way,
I love the Jews.
We love the Jews. They control the media. We love them. Somebody probably is going to listen. There ain't no Jews that listen to me. I look like the type that hates Jews, but I actually like them.
He's going to get a notification tomorrow. Your podcast has been canceled due to.
Dustin Heron is one of my friends, so I think I can get away with it.
He's just got curly hair.
No, but he's got Jufro. Dustin sometimes looks like Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill had a baby to me.
That is the best fucking description. Oh, I got to send you a video that he got fucked up and sent me Saturday night. Apparently, they got a school bus from somewhere, and he's just hanging out of that little hatch in it, screaming, "Whoever told you we give a fuck, lied." And he's like about to fall out of the hatch.
Yeah, all right, so good. This is the last question before each one of y'all get to ask Lee Tucker a question.
Back to the World War II, because you skipped that one.
Okay. Well, we got a couple more. I didn't realize I skipped it. About when, Cassie? No. Cassie seems pretty smart, even though she's drunk. Casey.
Hates me already. She's like, fuck this fat ginger fuck.
It's okay. It's okay. When we go to Texas, she can hang out with me and you can hang out with Amanda. And then when we go to North Carolina, you can hang out with Cassie. And when we go to Ohio, we'll holler at Sheelan's friends because she probably
won't be able to. I'm filming for you. You good?
She probably won't be able to put our address in. So what year, Casey, did World War II take? What years, around when, did World War II take place?
Can I phone a fifth grader? I got this one.
It's okay. We were literally just talking about Hitler. Sheelan, around when did World War II take place?
You know, when it took place. I don't know.
Okay. Cassie, around when did World War II take place?
1939 to 1945.
You can use Google like a pro.
That was Google.
That was Googled as fuck.
What?
No, you want. I love history.
It also sounds like Cassie has horrible gag reflexes, everyone.
Yes.
Amanda.
It happens.
You give us the point, you take the point away.
Yeah. So.
It's because I went down that hole. It ain't my fault.
Well, Lee is known for going down the wrong hole.
I thought gingers didn't have to worry about somebody having gag reflexes.
We don't. We usually don't have to touch the dangly thing.
Yeah. I have a good time with that even when I'm by myself, so it's okay.
It's okay. Me and my dick have been through a lot in 33 years, and if you don't like it, that's on you. That's not me.
That's right. It's a race. Somebody's doing it. Right?
Yeah, and we just happen to be world champions. So, Amanda. Who, because you're a teacher, who were the two sides in World War II that fought against one another?
The Axis and the Allies.
See, we're throwing her big league questions.
Yeah.
What? It's not fair, though. She's a teacher.
The Allies.
She's a teacher.
She's got a fucking degree for that shit. I did.
Well, I'm sure also, you're real good at sucking dick, then. It seems like you would have a degree for it. We don't talk about.
I mean,
who's
I would,
good at
this. A different podcast. But have also done more reading and research on World War II than any other time period in history. So,
why is that?
I'm fascinated with World War II and the Holocaust. If you've never read the book Bomb, about the making of the atomic bomb and all of the German engineers and scientists that we stole from them to be able to make it is pretty fucking dope.
If you were to date Lee Tucker, just know his apartment is a gas chamber, so y'all two would get along quite well. All right. Next question. And this one is what he wanted me to make sure that everybody knew how important this fucking question is. I want you to realize that we just went from talking about how he loves World War II to this question, to this next goddamn question right here. Shelynn, I feel like you're going to get this one right.
I hope so.
You can pick between the two of these shows, but you have to name the main characters in one of the two. Ghostbusters or Ninja Turtles. And you have to name the main people in either one of them.
Okay, so Ninja Turtles and Michael Anthony Raphael.
Did you say Michael Anthony? Did you just goddamn say Michael Anthony?
I don't know. His name's Mikey or something.
I'm glad you have Forrest Gump on the front of your shirt. You and Forrest Gump have about the same IQ. Casey, pick one of the two, Ninja Turtles or Ghostbusters, and name the cast.
Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael.
Y'all are missing the best one.
The last one's in blue. He's got a blue.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the turtles.
DiCaprio,
she said DiCaprio.
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Leo DiCaprio was one of the Ninja Turtles. All right, Drunky, Miss Cassie. Pick one of the two.
I told you I was getting drunk.
No, it's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. All right, name either all the Ghostbusters or all the Ninja Turtles.
Look, I like the Ghostbusters, but I don't know their names, okay? I don't know people's names. I know your face. But the Ninja Turtles is like Donatello, Raphael. Their Splinter, he was the rat. He was cool. April drove the bus or something.
Any of them are turtles.
Okay. I quit. I'm going to get drunk. Smart, though. We could talk politics and shit all day long.
No, we're going to get to that. You sound incredibly intelligent. all right, Amanda. Pick Ghostbusters or Ninja Turtles and name the main ones.
Okay, you said name the main ones. I'm going to go with Ghostbusters. I know Bill Murray played Dr.
You're so looking at something right
Dr.
now.
No, you can see me on the damn screen.
I have two devices.
Okay, well, you can see me on one then. I don't know how it works. Nice. Bill Murray. And then I know Sigourney Weaver played, but I can't remember her character's name.
But there were actually four Ghostbusters. The guys that busted the ghosts.
Oh, that's the McCarthy. Two main ones I know.
No, you don't have to know who played them. Can you name the?
Can you name the name of the character?
Oh, okay. No, I just remember who played them.
Do you remember any of the Ninja Turtles, Amanda?
Well, I mean, I thought Splinter was the coolest. Donatella, Raphael, no, I can't.
It is.
I watch Donatella. Westerns.
It is Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo.
Oh, that's right. They were all named after like painters.
Yes, they were.
And smart people.
Yeah, Mr. Tucker, name the Ghostbusters.
There was Peter, Egon, Winston, and Ray.
Who was the black one that was
scared of
water?
Who played Sigourney?
She wasn't a Ghostbuster.
Well, she wasn't a Ghostbuster, but her name was Dana Barrett.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Rick Moranis was in that also. He's the one that got turned into the bull thing that was the weird neighbor that was having the party down the hall, the real nerdy guy.
Okay. Now, here's where it gets real fun. Each one of you has a question to ask Tucker.
Cassie. I'm last.
Okay. Cassie, you go first and try to be like coherent here.
Yeah. I am coherent.
Okay.
Well, I've got a scenario.
Okay. Can somebody go before me?
Yeah. Somebody go before you. Shelynn. If you can ask Mr. Tucker one question, anything or scenario, whatever, what would you ask him?
He doesn't have to be a I was just asking these questions to kind of find out what
you're back at.
Do what now?
Do what?
If you could be reincarnated, what would you come back as?
I honestly, probably a dog. I kind of already live that lifestyle. I enjoy being petted and eating and sleeping and shit. It's just my thing.
Getting his belly rubbed, and you're already a fucking dog.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If I could be a dog that into a loving family, that would be great. Yeah.
This guy wants to be loved so goddamn bad, it's stupid. He's willing to be a fucking mutt at a shelter just so somebody plays with him.
Pick me, pick me. I like strays.
It's okay. It's okay because I like strange.
Did she just say she likes? I thought that's what she said.
She said she likes strays.
I don't speak accent. Just kidding.
It's okay. You sound, trust me, if you had an accent, you would sound like you were from Alabama. It's okay. Not all of us can be educated, baby. It looks like you got a nice rack on you. I'm sure that works well for you. Okay.
Well, hell, I'm educated and sound like a box of rocks.
You don't sound like a box of rocks. It looks like you might have smoked a rock or two in your life.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm going to say it. It's okay. A little drugs never hurt nobody. Cassie, do you know your fucking question yet?
Here's my fucking question.
What?
Ready? I'm going to be fun about it because I do actually listen to Lee Tucker all day at work. I listen to your podcast. Mr. Tucker, can I mount you against the wall? Boom. That's what it says.
And pussy is the way to his heart. You just won the bonus round.
Hey.
That's how everyone should have went about this.
I really liked an old fashioned because I did my homework.
I don't know whether to be super impressed or creeped out by that.
I like both of those answers.
He's actually been on my playlist for a couple years now.
He's also been on mine.
See?
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. Bye. I'm going to drink now.
You're not done yet, Dick. Just calm down. You got about 10 more minutes. Keep your
panties. No, I muted myself so I could sit here and drink.
Yeah, of course you did. All right, Casey, what is your question to Mr. Tucker?
Do you want kids?
Do I want kids? That is one of the hardest questions. I like to bullshit and cut up. Honestly, every guy my age has at least two kids they're sending money across town to. That they get to spend 4 days a month with. And I don't think that's enough time for me to instill my values and my morals in them. So if I found the right woman that I could be with and have kids with and really bring up a couple of assets to society, then I would love that. But not just to say that I have kids. So, yeah.
So you don't just want to carry on the family name. It's more of morals and assets and instilling something and raising.
Yes, because I miss my dog when I'm not home. So I would have to fucking tuck my kids in every night. I'm a big softy. I like to talk shit and cut up. You can't be a writer or anything like that without having a heart. So that's me.
Okay, that's the only side I wanted to show tonight.
See, he's a good man. Amanda, what question do you have for this ginger fuck?
All right, so it's kind of a scenario.
Oh, God.
He will do anal.
Marry one, kill one, fuck one. Is that what this is?
No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. So if you were dating me, right? I've got a daddy who is a rancher. He's 6'6". Okay. Would it be more important to impress my big cowboy daddy? Or would it be more important to impress my 8-year-old daughter?
Honestly, I would just try to be somebody that your daughter could kind of, you know, respect and look up to. But I try to be somebody that everybody can appreciate, but I'm not everybody's cup of tea or everybody's glass of whiskey. I'm going to be me. I'm going to be vulgar. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to fucking be myself. If you don't like me, I got a spoon. You can eat my ass if you don't like me. So if somebody don't like me, that's their fucking problem. There's a lot of people that do, but I will always be true to who I am. I don't care when or where or anything else. But I do show respect and manners when I need to, and I will. But I'm not gonna, you know, dull myself down to appease somebody else's views of what they think I should be.
I've seen the spoon. It is a real spoon.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a couple. I've got a couple for Tucker, and then y'all chime in on each one of these. None of y'all live in Nashville. Is a long-distance relationship something that you are okay working with?
I have 4 hours to get my hair did.
Yes.
I can hop a plane anytime I want to.
You are very mouthy for a single woman.
To me?
Yes.
You either like me or you don't.
You and Lee Tucker would just get on my goddamn nerves if y'all was hanging out together. I already know this. You two would end up bickering, and I would think it was funny, and I would encourage it.
I don't bicker. I'm not that. I'm not going to bicker with anybody.
I bet you listen to a lot of Miranda Lambert, don't you?
No, not really.
You seem like you're obsessed with her.
I like her, but I don't listen to a lot of her. I like, I don't like stuff like that all the way.
What about you, Tucker? As far as dating long distance, is that something that you're okay with?
Well, I've done it. And honestly, it's really weird to me because a lot of girls think as a musician and I'm on the road all the time that musicians cheat and blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I whenever I've had a girlfriend, I always get accused of cheating, and then it comes down to they were the ones cheating. Every chance I get, I'm not on
stage. Yeah.
I wish they could be a part of it. You know, I'm not there for, I'm having fun with my friends. If I'm dating you, you should be my best fucking friend and I want you there. But instead I was getting told, oh, well, I fell asleep or blah, blah, blah. And they were the ones sucking off somebody else. And
fucking they fell asleep, done laid up in the bed with another dick.
What?
I don't know, Miranda just spoke out of turn. It's fine.
Didn't they accuse? Look, I like Miranda. It's okay, but I mean, no, I like people that are not like up here. I don't know.
It's fine, Drunky. Nobody's giving you a sobriety test. Nobody's going to give you a sobriety test tonight. You're fine. Just keep it together.
I don't go to sleep.
Fine, go to sleep.
Not right now.
Well, no, just wait. You got to wait. I'm
after some food.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. That's another question. That was leading to my next question. All right. Each one of y'all answer at one time. Miranda, you go first.
Mm-hmm.
What is Lee Tucker's favorite late night snack?
God.
I don't even know that I know this.
It's a generic one. If you've ever heard the fat bitch talk, he's got one go-to that I know of without a doubt. Cassie doesn't know it. So what about you, Sheelan? If you had to look at Lee Tucker and guess what his go-to snack at nighttime is.
Hopefully pocket.
A what? But did you say?
But I'm going to say ice cream.
I thought you said a lean pocket, and I was about to block you from the rest of this show.
No, I love that.
You love lean pockets?
No, I mean, I do, but I just like that you made a fat joke. That's fucking awesome.
What did she say? I didn't hear the first part.
She said lean pockets. A lean pocket instead of a hot pocket.
Well, I didn't say that. I said me. Like, I'm your late night snack.
Oh. Oh, okay.
And then I followed up probably ice cream.
Yeah.
We thought that she was making a fat joke, but instead she was telling you to go down on her. This is also an acceptable answer. Casey, what do you think his late night go-to is?
I want to say chocolate ice cream, but I don't think that's it.
Does he look like he likes chocolate anything? No. Amanda, you are next. What do you think his late night go-to is?
Tacos.
It is
you
chicken
can pick
nuggies.
Which kind?
It is chicken nuggies.
Nuggies.
Hopefully for
me. Me and him look like goddamn nuggies.
Yeah, we love nuggies.
We love nuggies.
Well, shit, I got a freezer full. I'm stocked up for this shit. Bring it on.
Good. Hey, chicken nuggets all day long.
Oh.
See, y'all tried to overcomplicate the situation, and this is not a complicated man.
McNuggets.
He's a tacos.
Either one. I'm fine.
You have to remember
he's a man child.
Yes. When he was asking you questions about things that made you relevant to him, he asked you what fucking Family Guy's dog name was. And how y'all didn't say chicken nuggets for his snack. It just blows me away.
It's not diner nuggets. That would be.
I love the diner nuggets. Nuggets.
Are the best. I have those in my freezer.
You got kids? I would drink all
Capri Sun. 6-year-old little boy.
I'll drink all his Capri Sun. I don't give a fuck.
You have Yoo-Hoo's. Yeah.
Oh, if you just said you have Yoo-Hoo's, he's fixing to be at your house in 4 hours.
Ooh.
Those are little Debbie's and
Yoo-Hoo's now come in the squeezable packets like a juice boxes.
You look like you come
you
in
can buy them
packets.
In stock
it.
Yeah. Buy them at Sam's Club, too. The
way to go.
I have no idea what you said because you talk over each other.
Sorry.
No, Sheelan, what did you say?
Yahoo's in a can is the only way to go.
No, you're complete trash.
It
has to be the glass bottle.
It's all about the Capri Sun.
Glass bottle. Just like a glass bottle coat.
Everything in a can is better.
No, not even fucking kind of. No. What the fuck are y'all doing in Ohio?
Have you never had like the Mexican sodas in the glass bottle? Baby, down here in Texas, we do, and ain't nothing better than that.
In Georgia, we try to stay away from all things Mexican besides their women.
No, we don't.
That's because y'all ain't got real Mexican food.
I'm sorry, but if you're not down for Mexican food, bye, Felicia.
Does it look like we're not down for Mexican food, bitch?
I would put queso on your asshole. I don't care. I love queso.
We talk about real Mexican food, though. We ain't talking about shit Mexican food. We talk about real Mexican food.
I like real Mexican food, fake fucking designer imposter Mexican food. I don't give a fuck what it is.
No, honey, we going to the hole in the wall place.
We going to the
elote
stand.
That's
where we're going, to the little elote stand at the gas station where you don't even want to know where their hands have been.
First off, every one of you, if you were to go on a date with Lee Tucker to a nice restaurant, you would not want to go on a second date with him. He is the worst person on the goddamn planet to go to a restaurant with.
Why?
You just have to, Jeff, chime in on this. What are some of the questions that Lee Tucker is going to ask? Not at a very nice restaurant, but like a medium range restaurant. What is some of the things that Lee Tucker is going to ask the waiter who has no goddamn idea?
Look, Lee cannot lower his standards, man. Lee's standards are here, and he won't accept here, no matter where, what the circumstances are. Same as this dating game. So, I mean, I think what you're getting at, Josh, is if you go into a McDonald's, he's asking how they make old fashions and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
He's going to ask you if the beef is free range at fucking McDonald's.
That's right, yeah. What was the chicken's name?
Yeah, he wants to know.
No, it's not that. Actually, what it is, whenever I go somewhere and I've never been there, I want to try every fucking thing on the menu because everything sounds good. So I'm like, okay, can I get this with this side? Because if you go to a really nice place, they've got where this entree comes with this side, this entree comes with this side. So I'm like, hey, can I get this side and this side with this entree? So shit like that. Yeah, I want to know.
He asked a lot of fucking questions.
They might be changing the menu as a result of that, though. They might, you know, you might be coming up with some combinations that they didn't even think about.
Yeah.
Jeff, you get to spend more time with Lee than I do now. What are some questions that you think these girls need to answer about Mr. Tucker?
You know, I'm struggling here because the questions so far have been kind of like, are you smarter than the third grader questions? And I'm wondering if Lee ought to just date a fourth grader. You know what I mean? Seems like that might be a good fit based on the questions I've heard so far tonight.
Oh, good thing I taught third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm not single.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
You were asking Josh, what are some questions that we should ask Lee?
Yeah. Well, ask them. What is you being around him as much as you are? What are some of these things that you know that if
I got a good one?
Okay.
Do y'all think it's appropriate to talk during a movie?
No. Fuck no. Not no, but hell no.
Hey, it was
if
a trick
fucking
question.
Talk, I'm throat punching you.
Yeah. If so we no, the fuck not.
I'm gonna get up and fucking walk out and be done.
Yeah, thing is when we're trying to watch a movie, we try to watch it with Jeff's fiance and her friends and shit. They say they like scary movies. We put on a movie. Those bitches talk or they play on Instagram through the movie, and then they're like,
those bitches would get popped.
And what it is, it wouldn't bother me that they're doing that It's just that they fucking, like, you have to stop the movie and explain the last 30 minutes because they're like, what happened? Why is she doing that? And I'm like, bitch, we're watching.
Bitch, if you were watching.
That's all I'm saying.
I think the worst part of that, too, is then they say, it really wasn't that scary. Like, well, you wouldn't know. You didn't really.
You didn't watch.
Okay, last question. And I think this will end up being the most important one. Each one of y'all, I want you to name your number one musician, like your favorite, your all-time go-to, who you're listening to. If you got one fucking person to take on a desert island, who would it be? Cassie, it looks like you're itching to get done with this. So
I'm not itching to get done. I want to pull my hair up and I'm trying to go get up. I thought I had a twisty in my bed and I don't. Sturgill Simpson right now.
Okay, Casey.
George Strait.
Okay. What about you, Shelynn?
I like Garth Brooks, but I love David Coe.
Okay. And then Amanda.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
All right, Tucker, you got one.
Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Tucker, you got one. I'm gonna guess it's either George Strait or Keith Whitley.
Oh, please say Keith Whitley.
I mean, or Jamie Johnson or Earl Thomas Connolly.
Oh, Jamie Johnson's good.
Or Tyler Childers or Sturgill Simpson.
No New School. Tyler Childers. People. Oh, I don't know. Childers is there. Good. Yeah.
For extra points, who sucks dick on the first date? Did Cassie dip out?
Did she leave?
Oh, no, we made her mad.
Oh, Lord. No, I think she wanted to put her hair up.
Well, she put her phone down then.
Let's go listen to some Randall Lambert records.
She probably did. I was thinking Lee was going to end up running everybody off by the time this was done, but he didn't.
I'm not drunk enough.
Yeah, that's what I should have done is got you fucked up enough, but I thought I was going to be fucked up by the time we did this, and I didn't think we could.
Best, out of white best concert now. Lee's ever been to.
Oh, my God. Dude, I've seen so many, like Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie in the Pit. Was.
Oh, my God, you've been to Rob Zombie.
And Manson together. And actually DJ Sid from Slipknot was there to DJ to open. But also my
movies is Houses, Outs, and Corpses.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite. And Devil's Rejects.
So Rob Zombie is actually remaking. He's doing a film about the Addams Family, which is fucking awesome. I'm excited about
it. Oh, I can't wait. His mind is like so insanely intelligent.
Can we all just drop and let Lee and Amanda talk? I feel like this is...
No, that's... I'm just... This
is good.
No, we know who won this show.
100% Amanda.
Shelynn, you lost the second we saw your name. Casey, I hope you know that you did a podcast because I got a feeling you don't.
I do. And you're lucky. I love you, Josh.
Thank you for doing this, Casey. I really love you. I promise. I just like to talk shit.
Lee, we have each other on Snapchat, and I feel like you've neglected me. So, but it's okay. I get it.
Hey.
You just didn't know how to open the messages.
Yeah, I have no idea about. I literally have like over probably 5,000 people on Snapchat.
It's okay. I still love you. I'll still see you when you come to Texas. It's okay.
What are you trying to say, Shelynn?
I have a question for Lee. Okay. What's the difference between a ginger and a brick?
Ginger and a brick. I must know. Tell me.
The brick's gonna get laid.
Ah. Oh. You know the difference in a whore and a bitch?
What?
A whore fucks everybody at the party and a bitch fucks everybody at the party but you.
If you ran like your mouth, you'd be in shape. But lucky for you, round is a shape. I love you.
Hey, you big boy, you finna catch dick and diabetes. You keep on running your mouth.
Jesus, thank you.
Well, ladies, thank y'all for participating.
Wait, I didn't get to answer my favorite concert. I just mentioned one, but I must say,
okay.
My first like real big boy concert was Summer Sanitarium 03, and it was Mudvayne, Deftones, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, and Metallica. That was one of the best, also. But
I'm going to see Motley Crue in August.
Yeah.
And I don't do the hair bands.
They're not bad. One of my favorite concerts, only because I got to open, was Jamie Johnson. I got to open for him, and that was fucking amazing.
I went to my first concert 3 years ago.
What?
Can I come to the wedding?
And I'm 30.
Okay.
And it was Cody Johnson.
Dude, he just played a Ryman. Actually, Tyler Childers at the Ryman was.
He's one. On a.
That was one of my favorites.
I saw Tyler Childers here downtown when he was playing for Tyler.
If you've never been to the Ryman, it's literally, it used to be the Grand Ole Opry back in like the 50s or some shit. It's amazing to a show there. So, yeah, it's called the Mother Church.
So Amanda and Lee will be on date. Me and Josh will be on date. Got it. Texas, August.
It's going to end up being one big orgy, but I'm cool with it.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Shaylin, you can come participate.
I'll video it or something.
I love you, Shaylin. I think you're fucking hilarious. I think you're great.
I love your name. Can I just say?
Why?
Almost like it gives me Wyoming vibes.
It gives you what?
Wyoming vibes. It does.
Okay. Cassie's back.
Sorry, my whole laptop just closed down.
No, we figured it. Well, you wasn't there anymore.
I know. It like started to update.
Don't drink and podcast, bitch.
So I love Sheelan's name because, you know, like He-Man, I was like, He-Man. I could be like, Sheelan. I fucking love it.
I'm done with this. I want to thank everybody for participating. This was fun. We will all probably be at Amanda and Tucker's wedding real soon. He's gonna call me later and like, we're going to Texas. And I'm be like, all right, fuck it.
Let's go. I am going to Texas literally the first weekend in August. And two, I believe if you want to go, Josh, you need to, but it's gonna be me, Dustin Herring, Mark Oriott, Trey Landon, Cameron Havens, Chad Wilson.
Where is it at?
Actually,
Josh Poo's going, don't worry.
We're actually staying, I think, in Arlington. We'll be in the
Dallas. It's close to Dallas. It's close to Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, let's go. It's basically Dallas.
Yeah, I was just there. I just played at Scooters there a month ago. And
oh, I love Scooters.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Pooters.
I love Cooters.
Oh, yeah, Cooters would have been better. Fuck, I didn't think it.
Yeah, come on, Josh.
I would not have passed Lee's dating game.
Yeah. I didn't
rhyme Scooters with Cooters.
That's my fucking bird name.
Yeah.
You know how they fucking release those birds here, like the, not an actual bird, but the Scooters? That sounds like such a good name, Scooters. We're going right
on. Scooter.
Yeah. That's just whores on fucking trikes.
Yeah. Dykes on trikes.
Whores on fours.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whores on fours.
Look at us writing shit. We're gonna write a song for us.
Fours on fours.
Lee, don't worry. I'll sing with you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go, girl.
You would have to. Never mind. I'm not gonna. Mama taught me not to pick on the lesser.
Don't pick on the lesser. Don't pick on Abraham Lincoln. Damn it.
Yeah, because that was the first president, dumbass. Yeah, Cassie's like, fuck these guys. They're not paying me no attention. Shaylin, Casey, Amanda, Jeff, Lee, thank y'all for doing the show. And thank everybody for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. I love y'all. We'll catch you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.